This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you like coaching them? Was it okay? Like, how would you rate the experience?
It was challenging, more because we were fighting two things, and not like visually fighting. Is that James is so good at playing one way, and the way that I believe you have to play to win in some ways is different because it's a lot of giving up the ball, moving the ball, coming back to the ball. I would have loved to have him younger when that was easier for him. Because giving up the ball and getting back the ball is hard. Like, it's physical, yeah. It's exhausting. So it'd been interesting if I had him younger, where he could have done that more, you know, coming off of dribble handoffs, going down the hill. You know, he didn't finish as well as he finished, because he's older, and that happens.
All right, that's Doc. Ringing endorsement.
Wow.
All right, so
Doc just felt real comfortable with Bill Simmons, didn't he?
If you listen to the question,
good old friends.
If you listen to the question,
wow,
and before the answer, I would have bet anything that he would have been like, "Oh yeah, no, I like Coach and James, a good player, blah right. blah blah blah," and said, "Can we hear it again?" I mean, talk about him not like, yeah, I mean, not only being real comfortable with him, but being real comfortable with him in answering these questions. Here is.
Did you like coaching him? Was it okay? Like, how would you rate the experience?
It was challenging.
You could stop right there. Yeah, like, did you like coaching him? I mean, you could have been like, yeah, I like coaching James, but, you know, like, yeah, it was challenging because of this or whatever.
Well, he probably didn't like hearing the comment that James made about him.
There you go. Yeah, and if you believe that James was instrumental or was a part of the reason why you got let go by the Sixers, and I mean, just with some other things that have come out, people on his staff seem pretty unhappy with how that all went down, and James seems to be getting a lot of the blame, at least, and we don't know exactly what's reported, but if you believe what happened, you know, I don't think James Harden necessarily liked coaching with Doc, because Doc did call him out. He didn't mind, just like in this interview right here. It didn't seem like he minded saying something to James Harden if something needed to be said. James doesn't want that.
No, I mean, listen, accountability. So think about it. If he didn't want that from Doc Rivers, is he going to take that from Nick Nurse?
No.
Like, is he really going to come back and do the things that Nick Nurse wants him to do in order for them to play the way Nick Nurse has envisioned them playing moving forward? This is really on Daryl Morey. Because Nick Nurse, it sounds as if he'd be perfectly fine if Harden left. You know, because maybe he goes and get Van Fleet, who opted out of his deal today, and they figure out a way to make a move there. Or maybe there's some other guys that he has his eyes on that he would much rather coach because they can play the style that he wants to play. And Doc's right. Part of it is James Harden's not young. So all that running around screens and doing the stuff that Steph Curry does where he's constantly in motion and people are setting picks for him to get open, really, like Doc said, giving up the ball and making it an equal opportunity offense and trusting that you'll get the ball back. You know why James Harden couldn't do that this year? Because he had to run up his numbers.
Yep.
He had to run up his numbers.
Well, and that's the offensive freedom he wants. He wants to dribble the ball.
Well, he had to run up his numbers so that he gets the contract he's looking for. He can't play in an equal opportunity offense and average 14 points and 8 assists.
Right. And Nurse wants something similar. Nurse isn't looking to do what James Harden wants to do. He wants the ball spread around.
But here's why it's different. If you give James Harden the money, then now he doesn't need to run up his numbers. So maybe he's willing to take a little bit of a backseat. It's sort of, now I'm not saying give him the money. I'm just saying it's sort of like Embiid finally getting the MVP trophy. He didn't have to worry about that anymore. He has it now.
Right.
So how many shots he's getting and all those things, I guarantee you it'll flip and people will want him shooting the ball more.
Yeah. No, you said it weeks ago, and I think you're right. It won't be, even if it wasn't the focus before to where he was talking about it, it's always going to be the focus because you felt like you should have won it in previous years.
Yeah.
Now that he's accomplished it, now if he's averages 26 points next year, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. They don't take the MVP back. So you already got it. So maybe now he realizes the only thing that should matter and has gone to the top of my list is doing any and everything I can to win a championship.
Yeah.
Like, you hope that's where Embiid's mentality is. I don't know if James Harden's mentality is. I believe James Harden's mentality is to get as much money as he can.
Do you have the other James Harden cut? Doc's talking about playoff James Harden. All right, here's Doc.
No, I don't think anything's missing, Bill. I think what makes James great is that he's one of the best individual players to ever play the game. Ball handling, handles the ball, dribbles the ball, attacks. But that also allows you to attack. You know where he's at and you know where the ball is at. And so in the playoffs, when teams are game planning against you each game, double teaming, taking the ball out of your hand, making it harder, it's easier to do that to James compared to do that. How do you take Steph out of a game?
Right.
He's running around. He's moving. It's hard.
All right, so there he is. Mm. How much of the culture stuff do you think he was talking about with Harden? Or is that just all strictly Embiid with Doc? Or is it a whole thing as the team that he had on? Because there's no way that when you're saying that, I think the focus was Joel Embiid because that's what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But if we believe what was going on behind the scenes, then Doc obviously is thinking about James Harden as a part of that culture. This just isn't another player on the team. This is a future Hall of Famer, that type of a player.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to think when you're talking about culture, the Harden stuff is there because he's influential. Didn't he take Maxie out with him in Miami?
That steakhouse.
Yeah, or something. So, that stuff is there. Like, that stuff is there, but I don't know what to do about that in today's culture. Like, you can't take each and every individual player and say, I'm going to do whatever makes you happy so I can get the most out of you. How about I'm giving you a damn paycheck? Do your job. How about that?
Yep.
How about do your job and make everybody else's life easier?
Well, I mean, really, it's what's best for the team, and that's what you would hope that your players do. Like you said, maybe now with Harden with the new contract. I mean, he might be looking at the next contract if he only signs a two-year contract.
Like, you almost get a sense that I didn't get this feeling all year. I didn't get a feeling of, man, these guys don't really like each other.
Right.
These guys don't really like each other. I didn't get a sense of that. I didn't get a sense of a culture problem until they lost game six at home. Now, all of a sudden, it's a culture problem with the team. I didn't get that all year.
That's a good point. Doc even said that this team has bought in the
Man,
most.
I
since
heard nothing
the
but
Sonic
high
stuff.
Praises for this team. That's all I heard. I didn't hear a culture problem. James Harden got Embiid a Rolex. They was all happy for him when he got the MVP. They all came up to him. I didn't see where players don't like Joel Embiid.
Right.
I just didn't see any of this. This is all convenient to say after the fact.
All right, let's go to Ike.
I just didn't see any of this.
Let's go to Ike in Southwest Philly. What's up, Ike? How are you?
What's up, y'all? What's going on?
Yep. What up, Ike?
Hey, man. Yo, so here's the thing, man. First of all, I'm hearing people talk about Embiid with the culture thing because I guess what Doc said, because I only heard bits and pieces of it. But for one, like him, you talk about meeting him halfway or whatever, coming out to dinner because he a homebody. But I remember almost the whole Sixers squad went out there to L.A. to have dinner together before the season. Like, this was in the summertime last year to try to get some cohesive, and he was there.
Okay.
I remember when they signed P.J. Tucker and seeing pictures of workouts when they were there with him. He was out there in L.A. working out with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to me, this is revisionist history on Doc's behalf or some people's behalf as well. Because I remember all those pictures because it was a video of them coming out the restaurant, mm-hmm. Maxie, all of them. So they could say that for something else. Second thing, I'm going to go with Doc. If you, and I know you know this, Ike, and probably you too, John, looking at the internet, a lot of these NBA players don't really bang with Doc. It's a lot of dudes that be destroying Doc or whatever. And I think it's a little bit of this, of Doc seeming like he pushing himself up, standing
right.
Well, on the way out the door, he believes he's being honest and frank with his answers. And other guys are looking at him and being like, no, you're making excuses to make yourself look better.
Yes.
Now I'm going to be a hypocrite because some of the stuff he was saying was real.
Right.
We all can see that Harden can't finish like he used to, and it's because he's getting older. That's just facts. And that ain't nothing. That ain't no disrespect to Harden. And Harden is stuck in his ways just like any of us. You know what I mean? One of my homies say, like, when you get to a certain age, you are who you are. You might can make a little tweaks to it, but he used to being successful a certain way. And I'm sure that clashed with people, whatever, with Doc's with style and everything. And the final thing I would say, and this is a teeny bit off topic, but on topic, all these people killing Embiid right now because of Joker, yo, you don't got to push some big somebody else up by putting somebody else down. Like, Joker is, like, I responded to Elliot last night telling him to stop hating. Because he was talking about that ring.
Elio!
He's coming up at 3 o'clock, by the way.
Yeah, that ring wasn't worthless, man. Them boys, they earned their ring. Respect to them. But you ain't got to put down and be to prop up Joker. And you ain't got to put down Joker to prop up and be. They both tough, man. And it's just his time, man. That's how the league go. Like, Joker got put out. He got ejected, if I remember, when they got put out the first round, even last year, the year before.
Mm-hmm. He did.
It wasn't his time, man. Yep. And who knows, next year might be the Sixers' time. We just don't know. The thing, like, this whole thing changed from time to time. So I just say, man, let's see how it goes. It's just funny how everybody turned on and beat. A lot of people turn on and be not. I heard y'all saying what y'all say, but that's corny to me, man. That's really
all right,
corny.
Ike.
Y'all be easy, man.
All right, buddy. All right. You too.
Sounds like Ike I know.
Yep. Ike's think alike. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Father's Day's this weekend. Show Dad how much he means with a special gift from Mark's Jewelers. Visit marks-jewelers.com for more information. I'd say if you were doing seeding like the NCAA tournament, the number one seed in talking about Jokic in just so he can not only to be negative about Embiid, but being negative about Embiid is Eurojohn.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And he joins us right now. Eurojohn, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man? The thing with Jokic and Embiid is, you know, Jokic, when he loses, he might get thrown out the game, but he doesn't say this isn't Houston Harden or make fun of Giannis after going 5-for-18 in a post-game conference and giggling. You know, I mean, that's the kind of stuff. Now, I was a Sixers fan back in the day. I saw it yesterday with Cheeks and Doc and Moses and all that. But you got to admit, man, last night, Jokic was not on the floor one time. And him and Bam were tussling. And they were beating up the Denver in the first half. Are you telling me Embiid wouldn't have flopped on the ground the first half to get all these foul calls? You don't need that. And next year, they're putting in a flop rule. So that 33 points a game will definitely go down about 5 points a game. He's not getting to the foul line if they enforce that rule. But I also just want to talk about this. You know, Jokic played for Serbia. Luka plays for Slovenia. Giannis plays for Greece. They're around, like, national teams. And they looked up, like, Jokic game. You're not going to know this guy, but this guy's name was Dejan Todorova. When I used to get in the Sixers locker room about 10 years ago, I asked him.
I don't care.
This guy, all right? I used to cover games. I got in for about 10 games. And I asked him, like, see, I'll be talking to this guy. They never came over. And he admitted this guy was elite, and that's who Jokic reminds you of, this guy, Bodoroga.
But we thought the same thing,
Bodoroga. Embiid's first love is soccer. Cameroon, he's never played for Cameroon. He's talking about playing for France because soccer is the number one sport in Cameroon.
Right.
Greece, number one sport is basketball. Serbia's number one sport is basketball. I don't think that Embiid's great. But he got on YouTube is watching Michael Jordan and Kobe step back jumpers and this and that.
Yep.
But he doesn't have a hook shot, I told you, Mike. You see that hook shot?
I did not see it. I didn't see the hook shot one time.
You didn't see the hook shot yet last night when he backed that Bam down?
Nope.
You didn't see it.
Nope.
You didn't watch the game, did you?
Well, I did watch the game, but I was also watching the Phillies and the Diamondbacks too, though. I mean, I can't see everything.
It's easy to miss a hook shot, John.
Yeah.
He needs a hook shot this offseason, or else it's going to be trouble.
Who, Embiid needs a hook shot?
Yeah.
Yes, he needs a
I mean, actually, you know, the funny thing is, if he adds that to his bag, he may go up to scoring 35 points a game.
All right, but he's shooting 10 for 26. All this nonsense I hear about Embiid. He's shooting 10 for 23, 10
sure,
for 26.
Sure.
Right? What did Jokic shoot last night?
I don't know what 12, he shot last. Right? Why are you still having Jokic Embiid debates?
Because this is why. Stephen A. Smith called him a fat tub of lard a couple times on YouTube. I watched like a YouTube clip.
Yeah, I got news for you, Euro John. I haven't had enough. I got news for you, Euro John. This is a newfound fan club for Jokic. And everybody, half of Philadelphia that hates Joel Embiid has jumped on it. I got news for you. TV ratings all year long, watching Denver since Jokic has been there, nobody talks about him. You know why Jokic was the last player to get selected in the All-Star game? The other guys don't respect his game. Remember, he was the last one sitting there when Durant was it Giannis and LeBron were drafting players. Everybody loves his past scene. He's a great teammate. He's the best player in the world. Why was he the last person selected?
Good question.
Well, no, somebody answered for me. Since I seem to be on an island as a hater against Jokic when I'm just really stating what everybody else has stated for years and they're just conveniently forgetting about it right now because this is the new flavor of the month.
Right.
Jokic. He's going to go to Serbia.
With his horses.
He wants to miss the parade.
He's not going
to
the parade.
He can't wait to get back home. You're not going to see him all offseason. And this is not a knock on Jokic. I'm just telling you how quick this fandom is going to go away. It's just convenient right now because you got nothing else to talk about. You ain't going to talk about Jokic all summer. You ain't going to talk about Jokic being the best player in the NBA next year. You're going to go back to saying Giannis, Durant, Steph, Embiid, LeBron. Like, that's how you'll go back to saying the best players in the game are.
All right. I would like to see horse videos of him and his horses because that's why he was – I mean, you would have thought that they won a regular season game after that game. Man, he must seem more relieved than happy that they won so he could go home to Serbia. He's got a big horse race or something on Saturday.
Remember how they had to give him the MVP over there.
That's right.
They had to find him.
That's right.
To take him the trophy.
I heard speculation that they would have the parade and he would be remotely in Serbia when they had the parade. That'd be interesting. he's a great player.
He's not the only
weird.
Great player in the NBA though. We act like seeing it's really because he's unexpectedly great for a lot of people. So now everybody's over the top with the love for him. They ripped him for years. They showed the little fat guy picture of him when he was a kid.
Right.
When people were saying he wasn't in shape. Right. You hear about that then, though, right?
Right.
Right? When he wasn't in shape, he had to get his body together. That's why he only averaged 10 his first year, like 15 the second year. Game wasn't as good.
Right.
Game wasn't as good. I understand it's okay to do it right now. It's what's here. It's the flavor of the month. I get it. But I'm saying the Jokic debate was about the MVP in the regular season. That's the argument that you Joker fans lost. So now all you're doing is trying to continue the argument because it's obvious one guy's at home and the other guy just won the NBA championship. But the debate was about the MVP of the regular season that he won in a landslide, Embiid.
Yeah, for sure.
So the only people that are still talking about this are people who are Jokic fans. Like, you don't hear any Embiid fans. Why would we compare him to Jokic right now? It's stupid.
Right.
So the only people bring this up are people that are Jokic fans.
Right, like Euro John.
Well, Euro John, well, I just heard Joe Gilles do a whole show of it. And then I hear Howard coming on, like, he's only been a Jokic fan because he's been there.
He's not Embiid.
Well, he's the opposite of the guy that we thought should have won the MVP the last 2 years.
Right.
So that's nothing new for Howard, unless it's an Eagle that's going to win the MVP. He's not supporting a Philadelphia athlete to win the MVP. He didn't think Bryce should have won his MVP.
Correct.
Didn't think J-Roll should have won his MVP.
Didn't think the Phillies should have made the playoffs,
last year. Yeah, that's nothing new.
That's coming up at 6 o'clock, by the way. Fritz at 6 with Howard.
That's nothing new.
Riding with the King. 215-592-9494.
Joe G wanted to get rid of Wentz. Didn't matter who it was. He wanted to get rid of Bryce Harper last year.
Oh, Trey Turner.
Didn't want to make the – a month ago he wanted to redo the Trey Turner deal.
Yeah.
So that's no surprise with Joe G.
Normally, the Malloik with Gilio, like Trey Turner, it worked well. Bryce Harper worked well. Hopefully, Embiid works well. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. All right, Elliot's in the house. He's going to join us coming up next.
Time out. I'm tagging in my partner.
His reaction to Doc Rivers' comments today. Does he think the Sixers' problem is Embiid or the 76ers are the problem? Does he not think there's a problem with the Sixers at all? I think it's choice three.
Well, they're a great organization that are very well run. So
yeah.
Yeah, I heard about this. Yeah. Yes, I heard about it yesterday.
Yep.
Was that fun?
That's coming up. Oh, it was for sure. For me. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Elliot coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, guys. Are you ready for the ride of a lifetime? Well, buckle up because Elite Acura is here to make your driving experience to take your driving experience to the next level. That's right. Let me tell you, the customer service at Elite Acura is second to none. Their dedicated staff will guide you every step of the way, making your experience as easy as possible. Now, from the moment you step foot on the lot, they'll have you feeling like an MVP. For you special WIP listeners, they have just the offer for you. Right now, you can lease a new 2023 Acura MDX automatic 10-speed with super handling, all-wheel drive, and technology package for $619 a month. Now's the perfect time to get yourself a great deal on an exciting new vehicle at Elite Acura. Visit them today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Look for the billboard and tell them Ike sent you, or shop online anytime at EliteAcura.com.